Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, today I want to talk about a new word that's running around here called Globesity. And it's come up because as countries are moving from third-world status to the leading edges of first-world status, they immediately start gaining in numbers of obese citizens and people with diabetes. Now, how did it happen? You know, you take people from India, you take China. Historically, they're all very skinny people, no real cases of diabetes or obesity. And then just, I guess, in the last 25 years, I started going to China 25 years ago. Everybody was skinny and riding bikes and no diabetes is unheard of there. Well, now, a large portion of China is obese and has diabetes. What happened? Well, what happens is when you move from third world status and you have no utilities, you're using wood for fuel, people for thousands and thousands and thousands of years have putting the wood ashes, a.k.a. plant minerals, into their gardens as a fertilizer. And, of course, the plants, the corn, beans, peas, squash, sweet potatoes, onions, things like pumpkins, tomatoes, okra, anything you're growing out there is going to suck up these minerals that come with the wood ashes, and you eat that food. And for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, this has been our source of mineral supplementation for the average human being. Even slaves would put wood ashes in their gardens. Some would even sprinkle their food. They couldn't afford salt. They'd sprinkle their food with wood ashes as a condiment. Well, this is where we got our minerals. This is where the average person got their minerals for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Now, here comes electricity. Okay, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, Thomas Edison throws the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, every municipality, every town, every city in the industrialized world, including America, switched from wood as the universal fuel to electricity. Well, no more wood ashes, and then another drastic thing happened. People liked electricity, so we started damming up the big rivers of the DVA project, Southwest Hoover Dam project, and many small and medium-sized dams throughout rivers throughout America and the other industrialized nations. People loved electricity. And, of course, politicians love to promise to build hydroelectric plants and they get elected. But there was an unintended consequence, and that was flood control. You think, well, that's good. No. Well, because every year for thousands and thousands of years before man was on this planet, maybe longer, there's been flooding. And, of course, when the flood water recedes from the bottom land and the what's called floodplains around the rivers, the silt was left behind. The silt are minerals from mountains, hundreds or maybe even thousands of miles upstream. In the old days, we just pile up and pile up and pile up. And that's why there's such topsoil. That's why the bottom land and floodplains were so fertile, because of the annual floods. Well, when man came along, we began to plow that silt into the soil, and we knew the minerals into the soil. Every year, we would harvest a crop, because the crops literally mine the minerals out of the soil every time we harvest a crop. That's if there's any minerals in our food, it's because the plants have sucked them up out of the soil. Well, every time you have a new country, one of the things they have to have is electricity. So the first thing for a developing country to have is, for a first world country to have, is hydroelectric power. They start damming up all the big rivers, and you get electricity, sure, but suddenly now you get no more flooding. You got that unintended flood control. No more flooding. We have electricity, so there's no more wood ashes. And where do we start getting our minerals from? No place. Well, one of the symptoms, one of the many symptoms of mineral deficiencies, is you're going to gain some weight. You're going to have cravings. You're going to have the munchies. Okay? That's one of the symptoms. Being overweight and being obese is not from lack of exercise or eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency disease. So you, again, get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of a Genetic Series Disease Transmission. You get the DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, the CD, Public Enemy Number One. And if you really have a serious weight problem, I'd also get the book Hell's Kitchen, okay, The Cause, Prevention, and Cure Obesity. And get a hold of the Healthy Weight Loss Pack and throw in a couple of bottles of the Sweeties if you have diabetes. And that will give you the nutrients you need to support and promote healthy blood sugar, healthy weight loss. And it'll be amazing for you. You can lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And, of course, in the Healthy Weight Loss Program, you want the ASAP, put a dropper full under your tongue for each 50 pounds you need to lose. And you will lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And some people who need to lose a couple of 100 pounds might even lose, over a period of a couple of weeks, lose as much as 4 pounds a day. It's like crazy. We get people who lose in 7 months will lose 250 pounds, and in 100 days will lose 140 pounds. It's not unusual for, in 2 weeks' time, for people to lose, in 2 weeks' time, to lose 15 pounds. Okay, maybe 30 pounds. Okay, because the, once you know the cause, once you know the combination, the combination lock, even a 3-year-old can unlock it. So again, I urge you to get a hold of the books, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, because certainly being overweight, obese, and having type 2 diabetes is not genetic. It's a simple mineral deficiency. We've known type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency for 70 years. I guess the first time that obesity was called a result of mineral deficiencies is when my book, Rare Earths and Cures, came out in 1994. And everybody laughed at me, but guess what? We have obesity now because everybody's turning on the lights and got electricity. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with more food justice in the Young Givity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Divinity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to Maryland. And Charlene. Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach. I called about a young lady that weighed 236, and she had sciatica. reflux and varicose veins, but we didn't give the remedy for the varicose veins.
Okay, very good. Varicose veins, of course, are caused by a breakdown of the elastic fibers in the vein walls. And you can get also hemorrhoids, which are kind of varicose veins in a funny place. It's not unusual people with varicose veins and hemorrhoids also have spider veins. But the real life-threatening thing that's related to this is ruptured aneurysms in the brain, coronary arteries, and the aorta and pulmonary arteries. And they're caused by the same thing, a breakdown of the elastic fibers, which is a deficiency of a single mineral, copper. Okay? And so I like to add to this program here, okay, because you got sciatica, right? That'd be two healthy bone and joint pads per month, okay, and give her 15 glucagel a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. And this is to support and promote maintenance of pair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And because she has these breakdown of these elastic fibers, I would also give her 9 selenium a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner, because we have the cofactors to make the function of the selenium more efficient, which includes copper. And so that's going to give her a significant amount of copper. That's going to help support maintenance repair of the vein walls and the artery walls. And then how tall is she, Charlene?
5'3".
Okay, well, 5'3", I'd like to see her weigh 115, 120, and so she's 110 pounds overweight. I'd get her 2 bottles a month of the ASAP. She could put a dropper full of the ASAP liquid under her tongue. 30 minutes before each meal, put a second dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under her tongue of the ASAP, 15 minutes before each meal. So she can have 2 dropper fulls under her tongue before each meal, 1 30 minutes before the meal, the second one 15 minutes before the meal. And usually within a couple of days to a week, she's going to begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And so she can expect to begin a healthy weight loss program here. And this is very, very simple stuff. It's just a matter of being obsessive and doing this. And every once in a while, I get somebody who they lose the weight. All the problem they have with neuropathy, okay, they have varicose veins. It all goes away, and then they stop taking the stuff. And then 6 months later, a year later, they're in trouble again. And so this is something we have to take every day obsessively, because in 5 years, in 10 years, in 25 years, there's still not going to be any of these minerals in the soil. So we have to consciously, obsessively supplement with these things. And, of course, that will prevent a lot of other mineral deficiency diseases. And so that's why we're so obsessive about making sure people know they have to stay on the program. Even though things look well and things are going good, they're getting the results they're looking for, that's the time when you really have to be obsessive and stick with it. I've been doing the 90 Essential Nutrients twice a day for 68 years. I haven't been sick in 68 years. I've never been to a doctor in 68 years. I've never been on a prescription medication. I've never had any surgery. And if everybody were like me medically in America, the medical system would be real humble, because people only visit them once every 75 years. And so it's imperative that we pay attention to this, make sure our kids are getting this, because the experts are telling us our children are not going to live as long as us. Our children will be the first generation in America that do not live as long as their parents, because they're not getting the nutrition, their food we used to get. And so it's imperative. And I thank you for bringing that question up. And I apologize for not giving that piece of information, but now you got it. And you can help this lady. And give us a call every couple of weeks, please, Charlene, and give us a status report on this lady.
All right. Yeah, sure will, Doc.
Okay, God bless you. Keep up the great work. And we love it when people become regulars. Every once in a while, I'll ask them, well, what would you do? What would you think? Because you've been bringing us information here and people for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years. You ought to know the answer to that now. Okay? And so it's a lot of fun to see people grow and know what to do to help these people. Okay, epigenetics, the death of the genetic theory of disease transmission. And this book covers all the diseases that are said to be genetically transmitted, which are not. Everything from sickle cell anemia. Right, sickle cell anemia is not genetically transmitted, although it is said that it is. Type 2 diabetes isn't genetically transmitted. Muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, these are all nutritional deficiency diseases. There are some that are what's called inborn errors of metabolism. They're actually a birth defect, a biochemical birth defect caused by nutritional deficiency during the development of a particular part of the body. Things like lactose intolerance is not genetic. Okay, that's caused when the pancreas and the intestines are making the systems that make lactase enzyme are being formed, they don't have the right stuff, so it doesn't happen. And so you can make up the difference. You can actually supplement with a lactase enzyme, like our ultimate enzymes, and then you can go to an ice cream party. You have to manage it better than you would if you were making your own lactase. Same with type 1 diabetes. There's also an inborn error metabolism. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. It's a birth defect caused by mama not having all the nutrition necessary for the proper development of the pancreas and making enough beta cells to make enough insulin. We can make up the difference by injectable insulin after the baby's born and diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. But all this is unnecessary. We make sure that we're giving our kids and youngsters, and whether our kids or grandkids, family members, nieces and nephews, or even just good friends, they're getting married, they're getting engaged. Instead of giving them $200, instead of giving them monogram towels or giving them a linen set for their house, give them the 90 Essential Nutrients and protect them and protect their babies, and we'll all be happier. Well, thank you. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Uncivility Way on Leslie Doctor after these messages.
Are you looking for an opportunity to improve your situation? Are you looking for a way to get out of that 9-to-5 job? Well, Corky and her husband were too.
I fired my boss and I matched my income, and my husband still had his job. And last spring, he was laid off. But at the same time, you had come out and increased our income the same amount that he made every month. So we were able to not have to worry about it, just one less thing to worry about. I have been in other multi-level marketing companies, and I have finally found the answer. And the answer is having a product that actually works and continues to work and helping people in their lives and getting them off those dangerous drugs and helping to heal their bones and heal their aches and pains and their getting them off the medication. It's been so much fun helping people. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 20 again. My knees don't hurt. My elbows don't hurt. My shoulder doesn't hurt. I feel so much younger now. This is the most fun thing we have ever done. I am having so much fun. And people they tell me how happy they are and how healthy they are. And, you know, they call me and they're in tears and because their child can get straight A's now before they were taking Ritalin. And it's just so exciting getting people off the drugs and living a healthy lifestyle.
Even if you've tried network marketing before, we encourage you to have a look at this company. You, like Corky and her husband, could find success with Youngevity. We'll help you all along the way. All you need to get involved is $10 and a strong desire to help yourself while helping others. Call us today at the number you'll hear during the show, or call us directly at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 9 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to New York. And Alicia, you're on the air. Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, my son is 3 years old, and in the end of January, he started having these episodes where his eyes would roll back or half shut, and then he would fall over backwards or fall down on the floor. He'd jump back, right back up, but then I took him to the doctor, and he had two EEGs, and they diagnosed him with drop seizures or generalized seizures epilepsy. And I was wondering, it's said to have a very an unknown cause, but he's on medication now, but the medication isn't working.
Okay. Let's back up a little bit. And before this happened the first time when he was 3 years old, he didn't have any of this kind of stuff, right?
No.
Okay, good. All right. This can be caused by several things. It can be caused by low blood sugar. I'm assuming they took a blood test to see if he had type 1 diabetes and all that kind of stuff, right?
He just had blood work done last week. They didn't take it initially.
Okay, and everything's okay?
She was going to call back and discuss the results, but that was to start
Wait a minute. You don't have the results yet, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get the results, I want you to call me, okay? Because it could be type 1 diabetes. It could also be multiple deficiencies of things that the brain needs, and it could be because he's just not getting them in his diet. It could be because he's not absorbing them, okay? So let me ask you a couple of questions. Does this child have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, dry skin, rosacea, rough skin, anything like that?
Well, sometimes he gets, like, redness in his cheeks, and sometimes that's on one side or the other. It's not mm-hmm. there all the time. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you another question. So, do you have any chronic bronchitis or asthma symptoms?
No.
Okay, good. Do they have any belly problems, any constipation or diarrhea?
No.
Okay, good. Well, he may have a gluten intolerance, the fact that he has this kind of redness on his cheeks, one side or the other. And it will depend on what he eats, okay? And this can cause a malabsorption of certain types of lipids, of fats. And when you're deficient in them, kids will get seizure disorders, okay? And so what I want you to do is the whole family to go on a gluten-free diet. Absolutely no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. You guys can eat rice. You can eat baked sweet potatoes with butter. That may change if he's diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. In the meantime, go ahead and get him rice, not fried rice, because, you know, boiled rice, steamed rice, baked sweet potatoes with butter, not margarine or honey. It tastes like butter. I would also make sure that he's getting some meat and eggs, particularly eggs. What does he weigh, you think?
38 pounds.
38 pounds, okay. I'd go ahead and give him, say, 2 eggs a day. He can have soft scrambled eggs and butter, not margarine or oils. He can have a soft poached egg, 2 of them, two soft boiled eggs with soft yolks, just 2 eggs a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. And at the 38 pounds, I would go ahead and you did say 38, right?
Yes.
Okay. I go ahead and give him 2 teaspoons of each of the liquid twice a day. In other words, it would be 2 teaspoons of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 teaspoons of what we call the Beyond Tangerine. It could be, I'd go ahead and give him the 2.0, and go ahead and make up an adult dose, shake it up real good, make sure it's well distributed and all dissolved, and give him 2 teaspoons of that adult dose twice a day. Don't give him the whole adult dose, obviously, but just give him 2 teaspoons at breakfast and 2 teaspoons at dinner. So that adult dose will probably last him maybe 3 or 4 days, okay? Because you'll just put the balance in the refrigerator, shake it back up again, and then give him his 2 teaspoons twice a day kind of thing. And let's see here. I would also give him what we call, be Smart FX. I'd go ahead and give him 2 of those a day. They're little pea-sized soft gel capsules that have the raw materials for your brain to make neurotransmitters. I'd give him 1 at breakfast, 1 at dinner time. And I would go ahead and puncture those little soft gel capsules and squeeze the contents into his formula or into his milk or into a tablespoon of applesauce. But when you get the results of that blood test, I do want you to call us and let us know what it says. If it says nothing, that's great. But if it says it's type 1 diabetes, we'll have to add some other stuff. But these types of acquired seizures, after a couple of years of age, invariably are caused by nutritional deficiencies of the brain. And so, especially, they couldn't find anything wrong with the structure of the brain, no hydrocephalus and all that kind of stuff. And so that's a good thing. And so it's good they did those tests because we can eliminate all the structural stuff and things that you think of as being typically causing these types of acquired seizures. But invariably, they occur very quickly after birth, not 3 years later. Okay, we'll call us every couple of weeks. Alicia, let us know how his son's doing. We'll be back with more Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's stay in New York. Let's go to Lois. Lois, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a female, 28 years of age, 5'6", 270 pounds, no constipation problems, no arthritis, no sugar, no cholesterol, no allergies, and no asthma. But she's dealing with the infertility problem, obesity, brittle nails, eczema, psoriasis, and I think this is polycystic ovarian syndrome, cyst on the ovaries. And she's trying to have a baby. Her and her husband have been working at this for a year, so.
Okay, we'll be able to help him out. That's no problem. Now, you've been calling us a long time here. You're one of the stalwarts here. Okay, so what would you say is this lady's basic underlying problem?
Well, she has an infertility problem, which is the cause of a blood sugar imbalance. So I would suggest the blood sugar, the Healthy Start blood sugar pack. And she's definitely going to
have diabetes. Does she have diabetes? Wait a minute, does she have diabetes?
No sugar.
Low sugar?
No sugar.
Oh, no sugar problems. Okay.
Right.
And so what do you think, wait a minute, what do you think her basic underlying problem is? You gave me a hint. And when you listed all her symptoms, there's a hint there that tells you what the problem is.
Well, I know she's definitely gluten intolerant.
Very good, very good. Excellent. Because, yeah, she has eczema, psoriasis, all the skin stuff. Infertility is caused by malabsorption. Polycystic ovary disease is caused by malabsorption. There's not enough nutrition for the ovaries to make enough progesterone, which produces ovulation and prevents these follicles from just filling up with fluid and becoming a cyst. And she, obviously at 5'6", I'd like to see her weigh 145 pounds. So she's essentially 140, 150 pounds overweight. Okay? We got to deal with all that. So what would you do for her? Since, you know, somebody's been working with us for a long time, what would you do for her, basically, and as a supplement program?
A supplement program. Okay, so we're going to start with no wheat, no barley, no oats, no rye.
Get rid of all the bad stuff, right? And absolutely no gluten. Very good.
Right. I might say I'm not sure that she can increase her eggs, too, like soft scrambles, soft boils, soft throats.
Let me take it back from you here just a second. You're doing good. You're doing very good. But being overweight is a factor of nutritional deficiencies. It's not from eating too much or lack of exercise. And the whole thing, including infertility, is because she's not absorbing properly. So gluten intolerance. So what I would do, as you point out, no wheat, barley, or oats, very important. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils. You know the drill. Of course, there's docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com, because I know we go fast sometimes for people that are first-time listeners. And what would you give her for her weight loss? How are you going to help her get rid of 140 to 150 pounds?
I'd say the ASAP program, the healthy weight and loss, healthy weight loss pack with the ASAP program.
Very good.
Brittle nails. Okay. I would say the skin, hair, and nails.
Okay.
Would be good for the brittle nails.
Okay, so let's get that in first here. Make sure we get it in. And so at 270 pounds, ideally, okay, she would need three. She would need three. I'd kind of go with three of the healthy brain and heart packs per month for a variety of reasons. It's the quickest way to say what she needs. Three healthy brain and heart packs per month. That would be three selenium three times a day, three at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 Nutri-Crystals at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 of the EFAs at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All would be accomplished by the three healthy brain and heart packs per month. If that becomes financially burdensome, I wouldn't go any lower than 2, okay? But ideally, she should be taking 3 because she's close to 300 pounds. And hang on, we'll come back and we'll give you the rest of the story here, Lois, after these messages.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 Flag Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go right back to New York. And Lois, because she's infertile, and has the polycystic ovary disease, I'd give her two things just for that. And that would be, number one, the woman's FX. It's a liquid. Again, ideally, she would require 3 quarts a month. It'd be an ounce at breakfast, ounce at lunch, ounce at dinner. If she can only afford two, okay, or even one, she's got to get the woman's FX, a minimum of 1 quart per month, preferably 3, but if we can compromise and have her take 2, so it'd be an ounce at breakfast, ounce at dinner time, ideally 3 ounces a day. That's going to help with her cycles. That's going to help with the polycystic ovary disease. But also I want her to have what's called Xerafem, X-E-R-A-F-E-M, Xerafem, X-E-R-A-F-E-M. And it's a product that actually looks at cycles, fertility, production of hormones by the ovaries, and also getting the cycle going so that the polycystic ovary disease thing gets resolved. And then for the weight loss, you said it, the ASAP, the ASAP program, I go ahead and ideally she would take 2 dropperfuls a day under her tongue, let it absorb, not a day, 2 droppersful before each meal. So it'd be 6 droppersfuls a day. It'd be 2 bottles a month. And that would be a dropperful 30 minutes before each meal and a second dropperful 15 minutes before each meal. That's not a drop for those who are first listening, first time listeners, a full dropperful. And usually within a couple of days to a week or so, she's going to start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And people who need to lose this much weight, it's not unusual for them to actually, and maybe a week or two in a row, she'll lose as much as 3 to 4 pounds a day. And so it gets pretty exciting because, and this is healthy weight loss because she's taking the healthy brain and heart pack. She'll be taking a minimum of 2, preferably 3 of those per month. And so let's go there. And I want you to call me every couple of weeks. I want to know her weight. I want to know her blood pressure. I want her to know about her cycles. And we get people pregnant, I mean, thousands of women pregnant every month. I think only Salomons have gotten more women pregnant than we do. And so, and we charge nothing for our services, and you get the products for wholesale. Yeah, please don't spend $25,000 at a fertility clinic until you've given us about 6 months. Most people, most couples are very, very happy with the results. Okay?
And, Doc, for the brittle nails and the eczema and psoriasis.
Yeah, well, the eczema and psoriasis are going to go away. And the fingernails are going to get healthier because she's going to be on a gluten-free diet, right? Because she's going to be absorbing, and again, as you pointed out, she needs to be eating eggs every day, good quality proteins. She wants to avoid, in fact, I would have her just totally avoid carbohydrates, not just gluten, you know, not wheat, butter, and oats. I mean, no rice, no potatoes. I'd have her be eating vegetables and eggs, vegetables and poultry, vegetables and fish, vegetables and red meat. But I'd keep the servings down to where maybe a hamburger, maybe a steak the size of a deck of cards, a 2-egg omelet twice a day kind of thing, and eggs. All right, plenty of vegetables, but I'd keep away from all the grains. No wheat, butter, or oats, no rice, no potatoes. Keep away from all that, no breads, none of that kind of stuff. Even gluten-free ones because they still have calories in them. Okay, we want her intestines to heal so she'll maximize her absorption of these nutrients, and we want her baby to get as much nutrition as possible. There's nothing worse than getting a pregnancy, but because the mama, you know, didn't do everything right and she didn't absorb everything, she might have a baby with a birth defect. So we want to make sure she's absorbing maximally to give that embryo the best chance of being born perfect. Okay, let's go to Brent in Ohio. Brent, you're on the air.
Dr. Wallach, how you doing, sir?
Okay, sir. How can we help you?
I'm calling. I'm just now learning about longevity and getting my family, you know, going on it as well as myself. And one of the questions I had was, I know on the bottle it says to take 1 ounce for every 100 pounds. Now, is that once or twice a day?
Okay, it's per day. In other words, let's say a person weighs 200 pounds. They'd take 2 ounces a day, and I'd take 1 ounce at breakfast, 1 ounce at dinner. Let's say a person weighs 100 pounds, whether they're, you know, regardless of age, I'd give them 1 ounce a day, but I'd give them a half an ounce at breakfast, half an ounce at dinner. Well, however the calculation comes out, always give half of it in the morning, half of it at night. And just like the previous lady who required 3 of everything, I'd have her take 1 at breakfast, 1 at lunch, 1 at dinner. So you're spreading it out, not taking it all at once for several reasons. Number one, most people never had that much nutrition, and what happens is they can say, oh, it caused stomach irritation, okay, because you take it all at once. And so you do want to split it up for that. Also, if you drink a gallon of water in 30 seconds, within a half hour, you're going to be in the bathroom urinating out all the water, right? Same thing with the nutrition.
And I know, like, from listening to and some of the stuff that I was going to ask, you talked about a little bit in the last segment there, like with the polycystic ovaries. I know, like, my daughter has that, and I have a son that has, I don't know, he's broken, like, his wrist three times.
Well, do any of them have any asthma? Do any of them have asthma skin problems?
No, he didn't have asthma. Now, my son that's had a lot of the broken bones, he's been tested and allergic to wheat. And
so, you know, the odds are he has a gluten intolerance. You may or may not have an allergy to wheat. It's not necessary to have an allergy to wheat when you have a gluten intolerance. Okay? Sometimes it happens, but it's not necessary. So I get the whole family gluten-free. When you have this stuff where they're just breaking bones all the time, it's just not absorbing nutrients. And so what I would do, because of cost, if you have your spouse and yourself and two kids, I start out with one healthy start pack for each person. Even though it might be underdosing you and your wife, it's a start. And you begin to get other people going on this and build a little business. We'll send you checks, and yours become free. Then you can move on up. Now, if somebody has a health problem, like your son, with the fractured bones all the time, definitely I would give him the healthy bone and joint pack instead of just the basic healthy start pack. And do that according to his weight. If he weighs 110 pounds, 120 pounds, I'd give him one of those a day and split it up, half a dose for anything at breakfast, half at dinner time. If he weighs 150 pounds or more, I'd give him two healthy bone and joint packs. And everybody else, you'd get the healthy start packs. And everybody in your family should be gluten-free. Spouse, yourself, kids, dog, cat, bird, fish, everybody in the household, grandma, mother-in-law, everybody needs to be gluten-free. And that way you're going to get maximum benefit, okay?
Okay. Now, the ASAP, is that the product that you guys have as far as for, you know, like, trying to promote weight loss? Because I know, like, myself,
it goes with the healthy weight loss pack, which is kind of like a healthy brain and heart pack kind of thing. It has some extra nutrients in there because people tend to be undernourished. Not too little calories. They got too many calories, but they're undernourished from the standpoint of micronutrients. And so we like to have them take the full 90 essential nutrients. So we rather than just take the ASAP, you could take the Healthy Start Pack and the ASAP, or the Healthy Weight Loss Pack and the ASAP. Okay? And you have to consciously kind of begin to restrict calories. And if you really need to lose a lot of weight, just live on vegetables and eggs and vegetables and poultry and vegetables and fish and vegetables and red meat. Keep the calories down around 1,000 calories a day. And again, the book called Hell's Kitchen goes into all that great detail and tells you how to make sure you're keeping your calories down to where you need to be. Exercise is not necessarily a feature of our weight loss program, because weight loss does not occur when you exercise unless you get your calories down below 1,000 calories a day. You have to do both. But if you take the 90 essential nutrients, you'll begin to lose a little bit of weight just because you're giving yourself the minerals that are missing when you have a weight challenge. And then, of course, you throw in the ASAP, it speeds it up. So give us a call every couple of weeks, Brent. Ask questions. And, you know, we got to respect your wallet, so it doesn't hurt for everybody in the family to take the healthy start pack. But I would give your son, who's breaking all his bones, I'd give him one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. If he weighs 60, 80 pounds, I'd give him one healthy bone and joint pack, divide it up, give him half a dose for everything at breakfast and dinner, get everybody off of gluten, and we'll walk through this together.
Yeah, I will get that order. I know, like I said, I currently have got the basic Mighty 90, and then I've taken some of the Sweeties and the Selenium, off the Selenium.
Okay, good. Yeah, those, if you don't have diabetes, if you don't have liver or heart problems or cataracts or something like that or muscle pain, taking the Selenium is good prevention. Taking the Sweeties, I take all that stuff just for prevention. That's a good thing. Okay?
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Okay. And we'll be back with more truth, justice, and the longevity way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving, United for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Georgia and Lavinia. Lavinia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have a female. She has two questions. She has lung cancer. She's not eating, and she can't keep her food down. So we're trying to figure out which products.
How old is she, and what does she weigh?
She's 5'10" and 220 pounds. I think she's like 52.
Okay. All right. Well, when you have lung cancer, you got a life-threatening disease here, okay? Is she at home or is she in a hospital?
She's home.
Okay, she's at home. What did the doctors tell her? Are they wanting to continue treatments, or are they done?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Okay. All right. 5'10", 220 pounds. She's a minimum of 40, maybe even 60 pounds overweight, so she will probably lose some weight here. But we've got to change everything. It's what she was doing has got her in trouble, whether she's smoking or not. She may have been frying foods and just inhaling the vapors coming off the frying pan is enough to give you lung cancer, even if you never smoked. Okay, so she's got to stop doing what she was doing. Nobody in the household can be frying foods. Nobody can have fried foods in the house. Absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressings, cooking oils. Absolutely no salad dressings, absolutely no processed meats or nitrates, nitrites, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, salami. All that's got to go. And I want her to live on vegetables, steamed vegetables, and eggs, and steamed vegetables and grilled or broiled or boiled or poached poultry and fish. Okay, she can have a little bit of red meat, but it's got to be boiled or steamed or roasted or grilled. Cannot be fried. All this, you know, stuff's got to be taken out of her diet, all the fried stuff. Then At 220 pounds, I'd give her two healthy brain and heart packs per month. I would also give her 100,000 auric points a day. And the auric points would be, I go ahead and give her the triple treat chocolate, six of those a day, give her 100,000 auric points. So two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner, buy the box of 100. And I'd also give her two or three ounces a day of the Z radical. Tastes good. It's got a couple of different high antioxidant super juices in there, as well as the ticoidin. I'd give her 3 ounces a day of the Z radical, an ounce of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll be 3 quarts a month of the Z radical. And let's start there. If she feels good enough to do this for, say, a week or two, then call me back and we can add some things to it. But if we overwhelm her with too much stuff, then she's not going to do anything. So two healthy brain and heart packs, the Z radical, and the triple treat chocolate. Let's start there and change the diet, okay?
Okay. Now, Doc, I have a question. What about basal cell cancer? What can we do for
that? Okay, basal cell carcinoma is a could be potentially deadly cancer. It could be in the skin, could be in the mouth, could be on any organ that has a kind of cutaneous stuff or mucosa, moist covering or lining. You know, it could be out of the intestines, it could be in the lungs. It could be in the stomach, it could be in the skin, it could be in the mouth, it could be on the lips, it could be anywhere. And it does go from its origin to other places, and it can be a fatal cancer. And so, these are things I treat exactly the same as we just discussed. And, of course, antioxidants are their best friend. If they want to throw something else in, they can throw in the Ocean's Gold, which has sea cucumber in it. Sea cucumber is legendary for supporting the body's immune system when you have cancer. Again, your body's best friend when you have cancer is your immune system. And so at her weight, I'd give her 3 of the Ocean's Gold tablets. I'd give her 3 of those twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the Ocean's Gold. And it has sea cucumber in it, which is good for not only the thyroid gland, but also your immune system. Call me every couple of weeks. Well, thank you, everybody. Great testimonies and questions today. Thank you so much to Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Network at 877-34-
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. Good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comforting crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.